online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
An MP says bouncy castles need to be banned in public areas. It's after an inflatable reportedly exploded in Norfolk, killing a girl. Kevin's got the latest for KMFM.
Robert Halfen is MP for Harlow in Essex.
I'm not a killjoy.
That's where seven-year-old Summer Grant was killed in 2016. Lifeboat crews and nearby witnesses battled in vain yesterday to save another girl on Galston Beach.
It was loud. It was alarmingly loud.
Vanda James felt she had to come back.
I put the flowers down this morning because I just felt respect for the family.
Another local resident says she's never had concerns.
I was really shocked because I've watched the children play year after year, you know, and everything's been fine.
The Health and Safety Executive and police are investigating.
KMFM News.
A man's been charged with attempted murder following a stabbing in Ramsgate. A man in his 30s was flown to a London hospital after being attacked in Loughborough Court in Sussex Street on Saturday. His injuries are not thought to be life-threatening. 39-year-old Ross Sells from Parkview in the town is due in court later. Two puppies have died after being found dumped in a box on the driveway of a home near Sittingbourne. A third dog that's only about 5 weeks old is recovering after being discovered on Place Lane in Hartlepool. The RSPCA is investigating where the Lurcher Cross pups came from and who abandoned them.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A charter has been signed by several groups in Kent in a bid to tackle illegal moneylenders who threaten violence when victims can't make repayments. The document is all about raising awareness of the issue and making sure people who are struggling financially know where to get help. Trading Standards, Citizens Advice and credit unions have all agreed to the Zero Tolerance to Loan Sharks pledge. Caroline Clark is from the Diocese of Rochester, who are also supporting it.
We want people to phone the helpline and we want people to report the loan sharks so that the illegal money lending team can get them off the streets. And more importantly as well, we want to be able to get the number out there where people can get help who need to borrow ethically.
Staff shortages in the NHS have raised questions about its plans to invest in cancer care and mental health provision. There are vacancies for up to 100,000 doctors and nurses in England alone. You're being given the chance to have a say on £75 million worth of plans to redevelop part of Dartford to include a new cinema, public square and hotel. The people put in charge of the Westgate development are going to be at next weekend's Dartford Festival to hear views. Up to 140 homes are also included in the plans, while discussions are also underway to build a new health facility. Building work could start in 2020. Now, despite the heatwave continuing, an outdoor swimming pool in Kent won't be opening today because it's not warm enough. Bosses in Medway say the site at the Strand in Gillingham only opens during the week outside of the school holidays, when temperatures are expected to top 24 Celsius. They reckon it'll only be 23 today. Meantime, these people in Rochester have been telling us how they're dealing with the heat.
We've just had an ice cream. We've got a giant paddling pool in the garden, and I think the boys have spent more time in it than out of it.
I've just tried a bit better. Yeah, one about a minute. Yeah. That's it.
I'm just keeping my windows open as much as I can. I have my fan in the bedroom because my little one doesn't want to overheat.
And Ed Sheeran's plans to build a private chapel on his estate in East Anglia have been refused. The singer, who announced his engagement to Cherry Seaborn in January, had submitted proposals for a Saxon-style structure.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Tennis and day one of Wimbledon's now underway, but there'll be no Andy Murray this year. Ishmael's got the details, plus some football news this lunchtime.
Well, Britain's two-time champion pulled out yesterday as he believes it's come too soon in his comeback from a hip injury. Men's champion Roger Federer is beginning his title defence against Serbia's Dusan Ljubic, and later Serena Williams is up against the Netherlands' Aranka Rus. Football and England midfielder Jesse Lingard says the team can still go up another gear at the World Cup. Gareth Southgate's side take on Colombia in the last 16 tomorrow night. Lingard says a tight team spirit can help them go far in Russia.
We've become like family. You know, you're going to have to get along with each other, you know, when you're family and you're around each other this long. And I think that's why, you know, we've done so well at the moment. Everyone gets on. There's no squabbling in the camp. There's no clicks in the camp.
And staying with football, it looks like there could be some new players arriving at Gillingham over the next few days. Manager Steve Lovell is said to be finalising deals for two or three additions to the squad ahead of the new season. They're likely to be defenders and possibly another forward.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.